America and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first hour of the show, we took a look at two news stories. Paul Craig Roberts at antiwar.com. And again, just to emphasize, Paul Craig Roberts is the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan. He has had past connections at the Hoover Institute, past connections with the Center for Strategic and International Studies at Georgetown University. He's written for the Wall Street Journal and National Review, two neocon publications par excellence. And yet Paul Craig Roberts has been hitting all the right themes, folks, in these last couple of years. His latest at antiwar.com is entitled, U.S.-Israel Policy Harms Both Countries. Harms Both Countries. And among many other things, Paul Craig Roberts reminds us once again of the implications behind Israel's attack on the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. That was the first article that we looked at. The second article is also must reading. Coming from a Jewish source, coming from the ultimate newspaper of the American Jewish-controlled establishment, the New York Times. Patricia Cohen has a post from yesterday, August 16th, entitled, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. Now, to Patricia Cohen's credit, she brings some things to the fore in the New York Times that have to be said. She's saying many of the same things that Greg Felton was saying on this show on Monday. By the way, I wanted to say that Greg Felton, coming to us on a regular basis on Mondays from Vancouver, Canada, is a real addition to this show. Go to gregfelton.com if you don't believe me, and I think you'll see very, very quickly that he is somebody whose analysis we need to have on this program on a regular basis. Greg is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That's a Dandelion Books publication. And let me say something about Greg Felton's book before we bring Father Martinez up after the first commercial break. Greg Felton's book, folks, of the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of political science books that are being offered by Amazon, Greg Felton's book has already climbed to position number 42. In regard to the total rankings. Now, we're talking about probably anywhere from 150 to 200,000 books that Amazon is promoting in the area of political science. Greg Felton's book, The Host and the Parasite, put out by Carol Adler's Dandelion Books, has climbed to 42nd. With what? With publicity, with sources like mine, Mark Dankoff's America at the Republic Broadcasting Network. What we're saying is that Greg Felton's got the truth, folks. And the fact that that book is already number 42 at Amazon in the political science division says that somebody out there is listening, somebody out there is buying, somebody out there is reading, somebody out there is thinking, somebody out there is distributing Greg Felton's book to a few other folks after they read it. And the fact of the matter is that Abe Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League can do nothing to stop what Greg Felton is doing, which puts into perspective what Patricia Cohen is talking about at the New York Times as of yesterday. With all of the incredible success that Greg has had thus far in the promotion of The Host and the Parasite, the fact of the matter is that Mearsheimer and Walt, representing the University of Chicago and Harvard, respectively, are now getting into the real big time, folks. The London Review of Books caused a big stir when they just talked about the views of these two men. Now the New York Times is having to talk about Mearsheimer and Walt and the book that they've written about the Israeli lobby and its control of U.S. foreign policy. The fact of the matter is, Abe Foxman can't do anything about that. He can release his own book September the 4th on the same date as Mearsheimer and Walt. But folks, he's getting desperate. George Shultz is getting desperate. All of the Zionist minions are getting desperate because we're on to them. We'll be back with Father Martinez. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Father John Martinez, and in the first part of the show, I was covering some news items. Take a look today, folks, at what Paul Craig Roberts is saying at antiwar.com, entitled, U.S.-Israel Policy Harms Both Countries. Send that article to your contact lists, to your family members and your friends, and do it immediately. Do it today. The other thing that I am urging people to do is to go to that dreaded New York Times, but folks, do it, in regard to what they posted yesterday on August 16th. Patricia Cohen's piece for the New York Times entitled, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. The cracks in the dam are beginning, folks. Send that article out by Patricia Cohen of the New York Times with what is going on with this Mearsheimer and Walt book. And what Foxman and George Shultz are trying to do to get the dissemination of the truth in that Mearsheimer-Walt book stopped, send that to your family members and friends and to ask them to, and ask them to send it on. We need to do this immediately. One other story that I won't cover today because we need to get Father Martinez on is Philip Giraldi's fine piece entitled Neo-Libs and Neo-Cons, United and Interchangeable. You can also find that one at antiwar.com. Phil Giraldi, of course, works for Pat Buchanan's American Conservative, among many other things. He's been a past guest and analyst on this show. Very, very fine gentleman. I read Philip Giraldi with great, great regularity. His new one is well worth your time. Just go to antiwar.com, look down the right-hand side of the page for Philip Giraldi. That one's entitled Neo-Libs and Neo-Cons, United and Interchangeable. We are joined today by Father John Martinez, and what I want to say before he comes on is that a caller or a listener contacted me yesterday to say that Father Martinez is someone that we will want to use in the future on this show on Fridays to discuss some very, very serious matters. I won't say right now what all those matters are because I have not yet had a chance to talk to Father Martinez off the record to get all of these shows planned. But I now have his home telephone number, which is confidential, put into my cell phone memory. So I'm going to call Father Martinez at home in the next couple of days and discuss some of these topics with him because we need to use him, folks, as a great, great resource. He's a wonderful man. He's a wonderful friend. And the listener was telling me about three or four or five different areas where Father Martinez can really bring his knowledge into play on this broadcast, and that's exactly what we're going to do with him. So I wanted to bring that up to his attention as well as to yours, and also to say something else to you today before Father Martinez begins. You know, folks, at one level, it's a very dark time. I think about Paul Craig Roberts and the dreadful things that he says today in regard to this article at the antiwar.com site. I think of what all of the implications of what Patricia Cohen has finally had to say about the Mearsheimer-Walt book at the New York Times, and to think of how long the Israeli lobby has really controlled this country, internationally and domestically. This is a very, very lamentable scene. And just as we watch foreign policy crumble, as we watch our kids in the middle of this unwinnable, unsustainable, unjustifiable war of counterinsurgency in the Middle East, and as we look at the way in which the hedge fund controversy is beginning to impact the financial markets in a way that threatens every single one of us, and as we look at the continued crime and cultural declension in this land, one level it's very dark, folks, very, very dark. And yet, by the same token, we need to be re-reminded of the light. The light of the world, of course, from a Christian perspective, is Jesus Christ. And I'm reminded today, whether I'm thinking of my dad, who's rehabbing from a fall in the golf course here in San Antonio, or I'm thinking of the people in my own congregation that I've been visiting in the hospitals, who have been, in several cases, battling just dreadful illnesses, or I think of people who are in economic declension and who are having trouble finding the kind of job that they need, and don't know where their next meal is coming from. When you think of all of these circumstances, folks, I'm reminded of something that happened during the commercial break. During the commercial break, the sun came out here in San Antonio. We've been in the middle of the periphery of this tropical storm, of course. Yesterday, there was more rain dropped at my apartment complex and in my neighborhood than you can imagine. I took a sick cat that I don't know who's been showing up at my door. I drove in the rain in the floodwaters on Eisenhower and on Austin Highway to get this cat to the animal hospital, drove all the way back wondering if I was going to have to swim home. It was very, very dark in the sky, and today when I first got up, it was very, very dark, and I thought to myself, well, here's another dark and difficult and hard day. And yet, lo and behold, the sun's out, and I'm reading stories that indicate that we're finally having some impact here at RBN and at the American Free Press in regard to what we've been saying for years. And as the sun comes out, I'm reminded of the truth of the light of the world that we have, which is Jesus Christ, of course. And then we get to the fact that I am also very, very blessed to still be on this radio show in the midst of all of the adversity that I've had personally, all of the adversity that a number of us have been fighting, to be on here with somebody like Father John Martinez. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Well, between, family health issues and the incredible storms that we continue to have here in San Antonio, we're scheduled to get more rain later today, but But I trust that for the next hour and 45 minutes, I'm going to have nothing but occasionally interrupted conversation with Father Martinez and with Mark Glenn. So we'll just leave that to the Lord today. But I'm glad you're here, Father.
Thank you very much.
Listen, as we talk about some of the things that I've been speaking about in the first hour, I am fascinated by this story that I was reading to the listeners in the New York Times from yesterday, indicating that this controversy over the power of the Israeli lobby that is coming to the fore now with what has been said by two Jewish professors, one at the University of Chicago, Mearsheimer, the other one, Walt, who is at the JFK Institute of Government at Harvard. They said things about the Israeli lobby for the London Review of Books that caused a firestorm worldwide because it, in fact, was stating what you and I know to be obvious, Father, about who and what is really behind this war in the Middle East. Now they're about to release a book, which is coming out in less than a month. It's coming out on the 4th of September. And all kinds of folks that should be routinely reviewing this book, talking about this book, and interviewing the authors are running in the other direction. The fact of the matter is, to me, that as I read this story in the New York Times, and they admit that a lot of people are running in the other direction, including the Chicago Council for Global Affairs, isn't this all, Father Martinez, an indication that people like Father John Martinez and Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper are being heard by somebody? We're starting to make some headway, I think.
I think so. You know, last time you were together with His Holiness Irapo, you mentioned something about, you know, that sometimes you feel ready to throw the towel in. I was thinking, you know, maybe we can handle this thing here. Again, I ask you, do you have a Bible in hand?
You know, I have one that I moved from my office to the bedroom where I was looking at it last night. Now, you're testing my graduate education, Father, because I do happen to have a copy of the Greek New Testament with me. If you'll give me the reference, I think I can get us through it in English. Go ahead.
Okay, can you please read, because it's connected with this thing. Second Thessalonians,
okay.
Chapter 2.
First Thessalonians, chapter 2.
Verse 8 to 12.
Okay. This is 1 Thessalonians?
2 Thessalonians.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Okay, I know the chapter. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning with verse 8?
8 to 12.
8 to 12, okay. Yeah. Here we go, folks. Now, if I trip over my words, it's not only because I'm tired, but I'm trying to translate from the Greek, which is rusty, into English. But here goes. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12, where the Apostle Paul then says, "And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Okay, there we have it. That's the text.
You really know your Greek.
My Greek is very, very rusty. Now, I'm looking at the Greek text, Father, but because I have the English language version memorized, that helps me too. So, my knowledge of Greek is not as good. Now, I do work with it. And I do use some Greek language tools that Douglas Move trained me with at Trinity years ago. But I'm not as good as maybe I sounded over the air. We need to let the listeners know that. We'll be back with Father Martinez. We'll be discussing 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12 with him, with this very fine man of God. Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first hour of the show, I took a look at two news items. Paul Craig Roberts' piece today at antiwar.com entitled, U.S.-Israel Policy Harms Both Countries. Dr. Roberts reminds us once again of the evidence of that in terms of what Israel did to the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. Then we looked at Patricia Cohen's post in the New York Times yesterday entitled, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. Mearsheimer of the University of Chicago and Walt of the JFK Institute for Government and Harvard are under renewed assault and under renewed attempts at censorship for what they said not only in the London Review of Books a few months ago, but now they've got a book coming out on September the 4th, and all of the people that usually would want to talk to Mearsheimer and Walt suddenly are running away from them. And on that same date that their book's going to be released, September the 4th, Abraham Foxman, the Anti-Defamation League National Director is conveniently enough, folks, coming out with his own book entitled The Deadliest Lies, The Israel Lobby, and the Myth of Jewish Control, unquote. George P. Schultz, sycophant par excellence, has written the foreword for that book. Schultz says, quote, "This is a conspiracy theory, pure and simple, and scholars at great universities should be ashamed to promulgate it," unquote. Foxman and Schultz, folks, ought to be ashamed. Fact of the matter is that truth is on the other side. Mearsheimer and Walt and the amount of impact they've already have had shows it. A lot of people are running scared, folks, but the Republic Broadcasting Network was there first. The American Free Press was there first. Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn and Father Martinez were saying these things a long time before Mearsheimer and Walt became involved. But our hat is now off to them. We hope that they have a great deal of success in the establishment press fighting for some degree of truth in what is obviously a controlled entity. I've also been doing some email this morning with Brad Jones. If you remember him, he's from Naples, New York. He's been fighting with that Cahockton Wind controversy in upstate New York that involves the attempt of certain corporate forces to control even wind power. Brad Jones has filed an antitrust complaint with the Department of Justice. I got an update from him that was sent out to some other news people today. It's signed by Brad Jones and his wife, and it talks about the fact that they have had a series of strange things that have been going on with their property up there in New York, including now an illegal break-in. I have invited Brad Jones to come back on this show to give us the particulars in regard to what has happened up there. The same information has been sent to Bloomberg and to the Wall Street Journal and to the Attorney General of the State of New York and to the Department of Justice in Washington. This is what Linda Strauss Jones, Brad's wife, and Bradley E. Jones both have to say from Naples, New York. Quote, "We live in a rather remote area, and the property borders a large tract of public wilderness. As such, we seldom have uninvited visitors. Since the filing of our complaint in April with the Department of Justice, that situation has changed, and on a number of occasions we have people watching our house from across the road. By itself, that has not bothered us, as we have no evidence that anyone has illegally entered our property, which is posted against trespass. However, last week, there was illegal entry and vandalism at our residence during daylight hours. Nothing was taken, but some disgusting deposits were left. The incident is on record with the Yates County Sheriff's Office in New York as case number 2007-6328, and deputies are patrolling here several times a day. We believe that this message, quote-unquote, is in retaliation for the antitrust complaint and our investigation into other illegal activities carried out by UPC and their associates. Is retaliation against us illegal under Sherman or other statutes? Is there anything that the Department of Justice can do to assist or protect us? We are very concerned that this vandalism may be followed by a more serious attempt to silence us. Other forms of enticement and intimidation are frequently being used by the developers to either influence votes or acquire property rights. Yours very truly, Linda Strauss Jones and Bradley E. Jones of Naples, New York." Of course, Brad Jones represents Performance Plus Business Consultants in Naples, New York. I have his personal contact information and what he has been doing in the midst of this Cahockton Wind controversy in upstate New York that we've covered in the past on this show. I've invited Brad to come back to discuss these latest circumstances, and we will keep you posted. But, folks, do we live in an age where America is a free republic, or is the United States of America suddenly becoming a neo-fascist state? Are we suddenly in a situation where corporate interests and Zionist interests are now priming the pump in terms of intimidating those who choose to resist their brand of untruth? I think you know the answer to that question. Excuse me. We are now back with Father Martinez, and we are looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. Father Martinez, what do you think are the implications of this chapter?
Well, since your Greek is so wonderful, I think the passage is based on our Lord's, what he said to the Lord. You will find it in chapter 13 and St. Matthew.
Matthew chapter 13?
13.
Okay, when we come back, we'll look at Matthew 13 as well as 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12 with Father John Martinez. And if he has time today, and if it's possible to do it technically, maybe we can keep him on during the hour that Mark Lynn is on as well. We'll see if that can be done. This is Mark Dan coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first hour of the show, I covered some major news stories. Paul Craig Roberts has a must-read post at antiwar.com entitled U.S.-Israel Policy Harms Both Countries. Take a look at what Patricia Cohen said, folks, yesterday in the New York Times. It's in the books section. I neglected to mention that earlier. And it's entitled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. The Mearsheimer-Walt release, which is coming out on the 4th of September, which exposes the Israeli lobby for what it is, coming from two professors at the University of Chicago and Harvard, respectively, who are both Jewish, has got the Jewish lobby and the Zionists going nuts. So nuts that on the 4th of September, Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League is releasing his own book with Palgrave Macmillan, which basically says that in this book is entitled The Deadliest Lies, The Israel Lobby, and the Myth of Jewish Control. Foxman's release even has George P. Schultz writing the foreword. Boy, I tell you, folks, these guys are proving exactly what they're trying to disprove by everything that they're doing. It's pathetic to watch, and it's certainly a situation where it's an indication that the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Free Press are right on this issue. We've been saying it for a long time. Now Mearsheimer and Walt are simply jumping on our bandwagon, which I'm glad they are, because to the extent that they're saying things that are now creeping into the London Review of Books and subsequently into the New York Times is an affirmation that guys like Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn and Father Martinez are having an impact all out of proportion to the money that they've had to work with in the past, all out of proportion to the access that they've had to mainstream media. And by the way, in regard to that affirmation, I'd like to affirm my good and great friend that was with me on Wednesday, Dale Crowley. Dale, of course, lost his job of 20 years duration at a talk show up there in Washington, D.C., on a conventional AM radio affiliate that is in the process of being taken over by Salem Communications. Salem Communications, by the way, took over the publishing outlet that was being used by Dale Crowley to promote his latest book on the Israel lobby and the falsehoods of dispensationalism. And for that, Dale Crowley has had his book largely killed by Salem Communications. Folks, this is just how insidious this is. And yet I'd like to say to Dale Crowley today, as well as to Father Martinez and Mark Lynn and Michael Collins Piper, that they're finally breaking through on the things that they've all been saying for years at great personal cost and with great personal pain. The truth that they brought to the forefront in all of this is now appearing in the New York Times and the London Review of Books, and there's nothing that Abraham Foxman can do to stop it. We are taking a look this morning with Father John Martinez at Matthew chapter 13, as well as 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. And I want to say again to Father Martinez that if he has the time to do it, I'd like to keep him on this morning for the last hour of the show, and Mark Lynn will join us. Is that possible, Father?
By all means. If it's possible.
Great. That'll be wonderful. I will, and that will be something that I hope to do from Friday onward now, is Father Martinez hopefully will join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Central, and if he has the time to do it, we'll keep him on for the whole remaining 2 hours. Including the last hour of the show when we bring Mark Lynn up. Father, where in Matthew 13 do you want me to turn?
Verses 13 to 15.
Oh, 13 through what?
To 15.
13 through 15?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see how I can do this in Greek. Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 through 15. Jesus says, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they, seeing not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart, and I know the concept here, how should I put this in English? This people's heart is, let's see if I remember the old King James translation, it says something like waxed gross. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. Okay, we're good to go. What you're thinking about this, Father? Matthew 13, verses 13 through 15, in conjunction with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12 or 8 through 13.
I think St. Paul based himself on this passage of our Lord, but the reason why I mentioned to you is that since March 19, RBN has been publishing dating, a number on my ads. Now, I have been in your programs a good number of times already. And then I asked Mr. Michael Powers about 3 months ago, what is the number of the people that listen to you? He said that was about 52,000 that listen to your program. Then I asked him, how about the one in Pipers and Mr. Rick Adams? And he said that they 3 times more. So if you do this arithmetic, you will see, for example, that about 434,000 people have listened to me. Now, your program has about 20, your RBN has about 20 radio programs. So altogether, I think that about 2, I don't think I will lie, if about 2 million people have listened to my ads.
Yes.
But the trouble, what happens is that out of those tremendous 2 million or so, I only got 31 orders for what I offered. So I was I'm glad that these people ordered. But the problem on this particular case, for example, is don't these people, you know, mine deals with stopping this stupid Bochian war. So these people, you know, in other words, when people do not worry about their, for example, their children going to Iraq, for example, you know darn well that, you know, these people, for example, they go to Iraq to fight, you know, what have you. They come, you know, many of them come out, you know, for example, sick. You know, not only some of them died, some of them come in body bags, but, you know, the others injured. And then, for example, that they come back sick. Then, for example, that is not the end of the story there. Now, for example, you know that the United Nations, you know, the new chief of the United Nations, justly, is trying to get these soldiers that were they're fighting in this unjust war, get them to the International Criminal Court in the Netherlands for criminal crimes. Remember, for example, that you go back to the Nuremberg trials. For example, the trials, the
yes.
Kangaroo trials, that for example, that the Germans were telling, the German soldiers were saying to the inquirers, well, we were just following orders. And the Kangaroo court said, that's in whole water. So these people that are fighting, for example, they're fighting in the Iraqi war, if they come back alive, they can be held to Nuremberg and be punished like the Germans were punished. You see what I'm talking about?
Well, yes, and you know what is interesting? Mark Glenn, of course, who joins us at right around 9 o'clock this morning. Mark Glenn and I were talking about this a night or two ago on the telephone. And, you know, looking at the rationale for the convictions of these people at Nuremberg, the fact of the matter is that the rationale that was utilized in the conviction of these people is a rationale that begs to be used now in formal charges, in my view, being brought forward against specific people who provably falsified the American case for intervening in Iraq and who provably have falsified the rationale for a series of other things that have been done by the United States just in this situation alone. And, of course, we can go back over a very, very long period of time, including the whole situation with the USS Liberty and the way in which Israel attacked it in June of 1967. It is incredible to me that 40 years later, the incontrovertible evidence is there, that Lyndon Johnson and Robert McNamara and a whole host of other people at the highest level of the U.S. government covered up the fundamental truth of that whole situation, which is that Israel deliberately attacked the USS Liberty. They knew they were attacking an American ship. They committed an overt act of war against the country that is subsidizing what they're doing in the Middle East, an absolutely incredible turn of events. And yet clearly that's what happened. And yet there has been a complete conspiracy of silence on this thing ever since, with a few notable exceptions. I mean, whatever their sins, Richard Helms, and Dean Rusk are to be commended for agreeing with Admiral Moore that Israel did do this deliberately, and yet there's been no call in Congress for an inquiry. There's been no formal investigation of any of this on the part of the mainstream American media. Quite the contrary, they have suppressed it quite effectively up till now, in the same way that they're trying to do things in a similar fashion with the Mearsheimer-Walt book. So, you know, you look at this whole thing, Father, and it seems to me that in terms of what I do on this radio show, and quite clearly what Rick Adams and Michael Collins Piper do so effectively at RBN, that the word is getting out there. Now, that brings me to my next point on the basis of what you shared. It is one thing for us to get the word out there. It is another thing for people to act and to act responsibly on the basis of the information. In other words, whether they're supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network or the American Free Press or both, they need to be supporting these entities financially. They need to be supporting what Congressman Ron Paul is doing. And quite clearly, they need to be supporting what you're doing, Father, because it seems to me that, again, if I'm doing my job and Adams is doing his job and Piper is doing his job in regarding to having you on and disseminating the information, it seems to me that more people out there who hear these things, statistically, according to what you're telling me, Michael Powers has indicated at RBN, this is the first time I've heard these statistics, but I accept them at face value. And if that's the case, then it seems to me that there should be, among this remnant of people who are listening, more people who are acting. And that includes supporting what you're doing, Father, very, very clearly, not simply in order that you might survive, and that's an important thing, and in order that these other entities might survive, because they cannot exist on nothing financially. But the other thing is that the people who support these various ministries, and I use that word ministries sincerely, whether the individual people at all define their work in that way, this involves the future survivability of this country. It involves an attempt to reclaim the churches. It involves the future of the people who listen to this show and of their family members and their children and grandchildren and their friends. We are dealing with the most ultimate and serious issues here. So that's my plea today, is that they will listen to what you have explained on this score, and that they will not simply listen, but they will act. And that reminds me of something I was going through last night with my class on prophecy in South San Antonio, dealing with the ninth chapter of the book of Daniel. He reminds us in that whole section on prayer, in the first 23 verses of Daniel chapter 9, that the God who hears is the God who acts. The God who hears is also the God who acts. And I think as an extension that it's safe to say that the remnant followers of our Lord in this day and age who hear will also be moved to act by that same God who hears and acts. That's my editorial on the whole thing.
You know, one of the things that especially you and Mr. Piper really put a big plug for my books and your tributes. In other words, they were beautiful, I really appreciate it. But in other words, my question to you is, does this misleading influence that St. Paul talks about and our Lord told him about hardening their hearts, do you think that it applies to our times?
I don't think there's any question about it. And I think what you had me read from both 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, a very, very famous passage dealing with end times prophecy, by the way, where Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, that the working of Satan and this particular person and system that Satan is working with, that's being described there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, is with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. And then, of course, looking at Matthew chapter 13, where you remind us, Father, through Matthew 13, that the Lord is saying that he speaks to certain people in parables, because seeing physically, they see not spiritually. hearing physically, they hear not spiritually, neither do they understand. So I think what you are identifying, Father John Martinez, is that whether you're looking at Matthew chapter 13 or 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we are dealing with the with satanic powers and principalities. We are dealing with a satanically empowered deception, especially at the end of history. We are dealing with a situation where Jesus is describing people who can physically see and hear, but they do not spiritually see and hear and do not spiritually discern. And that, I think, describes the society in which we live. And, you know, when I talk to Mark Glenn about these matters and I talk to you about these things, I know what I'm experiencing, whether it's the small congregation that I have inherited on the south side of San Antonio, or it's what I'm doing with the Republic Broadcasting Network, or the occasional post that I put up for the American Free Press. I operate with tremendous duress. There are all kinds of things going on where I feel myself under the assault of the old evil one, which reminds me that I am a believer in Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus commands all of us, including me, to continue and to persevere until he comes. We'll be back with Father John Martinez and with Mark Glenn in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned to Mark Dankos America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. We'll be back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Father John Martinez, and then Mark Glenn will be added to the mix at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Mark, of course, will bring us up to speed on what he's doing with the American Free Press and the latest at Crescent and Cross as well. I've been discussing in the first hour of the show a couple of very, very important news stories. Paul Craig Roberts' post at antiwar.com entitled, U.S.-Israel Policy Harms Both Countries. Both countries. And what Patricia Cohen posts yesterday in the book section of the New York Times entitled, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. That piece by Patricia Cohen at the New York Times yesterday talks about the attempts of the Israeli lobby to silence John Mearsheimer of the University of Chicago and Stephen Walt of the JFK Institute of Government at Harvard in regard to what they said about the Israel lobby in the London Review of Books, charges that are now going to be brought forth in the new book of Mearsheimer and Walt, which is going to be issued on September the 4th. And as I have mentioned, Abraham Foxman, the national director of the infamous Anti-Defamation League, also has a book conveniently being released on September the 4th. It has a pack of lies in it, folks, including the pack of lies written by George P. Shultz, former Secretary of State and the forward to Foxman's entity for Palgrave Macmillan. That book is entitled The Deadliest Lies, The Israel Lobby, and the Myth of Jewish Control. If it's a myth, Mr. Foxman, then why don't you step up to home plate and publicly debate Mearsheimer and Walt, along with Paul Craig Roberts and Ron Paul, Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn. And why don't we allow the Israel lobby to pick their leading spokesman, including John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio? Let's have a public debate televised by all the major news networks and by Fox News and by CNN. Let's have that public debate. Let's get all of these people on at the same time. Let's let them bring their information to the fore. And let's see what the public thinks at that point. What's the major media afraid of? What are these think tanks afraid of? What are some of these educational institutions afraid of? They're afraid of having all of their money pulled that they're getting from the Israeli lobby and from Jewish sources, which proves the very thesis that Abraham Foxman is trying to disprove in this pack of lies that's going to be released on September the 4th by Palgrave Macmillan, entitled The Deadliest Lies, The Israel Lobby and the Myth of Jewish Control. Folks, before we go to the next break and bring Mark Glenn up, I wanted to take this opportunity to ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. We need your help as never before. Contact us at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Support the American Free Press. Call those folks at 1-888-699-NEWS and support Ron Paul. If you would help those three entities, folks, we might wake up one morning to discover that we've had a real impact. Help us, won't you, as God directs. We'll be back with Father Martinez and with Mark Glenn. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
It's true.